Mayoral candidates no doubt expected to field tough questions handed to them by various members of the community today. That includes the issue of whether to ban panhandling along city streets. Current Tampa City Council Chair Tom Scott, who previously opposed the ban, now says it will address residents' concerns.
This coming Thursday, the City Council will be voting on a partial ban on our major arterial corridor roads. And so I believe that that will address the issue of the panhandling. And secondly, I think that we have to rely on our law enforcement to enforce the panhandling order that would take place. But also we must address the social service need, not only just ban them, but the social service needs and issues that they face. Health issues, housing issues must be addressed as we move forward in addressing the issue of banning panhandling.
All candidates seem to agree that a partial ban on panhandling, expected to pass in a final vote at Thursday's council meeting, won't address the underlying economic issues, but is a step in the right direction for the community. Former Hillsborough County Commissioner Rose Ferlita said the city should work with organizations that raise money on busy street corners, but the ban should include them as well. Former Mayor Dick Greco agreed.
I don't think there's any question it has to be banned along with everything else that's on the street. You can't pick out one thing and say everybody else can go there. Firemen with a boot and so forth, everybody's got to go, just like they did in St. Petersburg.
Candidates were also asked about their plans on local economic recovery and job creation. Each candidate presented ideas on lucrative industries ranging from IT to industrial. But Ed Taranchik said he'll let the experts decide which jobs to go after.
We have really smart people working in the chamber and the partnership that has identified strategic clusters to go after. As mayor, I would be part of that team to identify where we should spend the precious assets we have to go get the industries that fit within the overall regional and super regional strategy. So I don't have any particular preference myself, but we've got great experts who are out there saying these are the things we need to go get. I will be a tool for carrying out what they say is our strategy.
Tom Scott said the Port of Tampa is an underutilized job market. He also said education is a key factor in effective job creation.
You can bring all the jobs you want, but if you don't have a skilled workforce that's available to go to work, then we have another issue.
Increasing and innovating mass transit is another issue these candidates believe will stimulate Tampa's economy and create jobs. Everyone agreed that a better communicated referendum should be introduced to help fund transit projects. Taranchik hopes that would allow implementation as soon as 2015.
It has to be a seamless regional system. We need to get on the stick, and it needs to be in place in 2015 if we can. I am strongly in favor of trying to push forward another transportation referendum in 2012 if we can get the pieces lined up.
At one point, candidates were presented with a scenario where they were stuck in an elevator with Governor Rick Scott. Each candidate said they would urge him to keep the money awarded for high-speed rail. Ferlita said she'd find a way to buy some extra time in the elevator.
Maybe these guys talk faster. First thing I would do is shut the elevator button off so I have more time to talk to him.
Good idea.
I understand that he has a plan and he has to be methodical and thoughtful of how he does it in terms of taxpayer dollars. But at the end of the day, let's negotiate, let's accept the money, and let's have a plan. Engage partnerships. Engage the private sector to help us with our portion of the cost. We need that there while your mayor here works on light rail. Partnerships, partnerships, partnerships.
Ferlita also said the city has to evaluate and pursue free trade with Cuba.
We need the business. Our proximity to Cuba is perfect for more trade. We look forward to it.
But former city council member Bob Buckhorn stood alone in disagreement with Ferlita on Cuba.
It would seem to me, in terms of focusing our attention, we ought to focus on those more mature economies, spend our time working on that, wait for the embargo to end, and then deal with the Cuba situation.
Just like state and national governments, Tampa is facing harsh budget concerns. One resident asked candidates if they would be willing to take a 10 to 20% pay cut as part of budget cuts. Each candidate said it was a possibility worth looking into. Ferlita was the first to answer.
Would you be willing to take a 10 to 20% cut in pay as mayor?
Maybe if I can continue my part-time job at CBS. I think that the example starts at the top and goes down from there. Certainly, we are going to look at some budget efficiencies, and that very well may be necessary to cut the expenses and move forward with a budget that is hurting. We will look at that across the board, And what I ask any of my employees to do certainly is something that I would have to do as well.
All in all, candidates agreed on many of the issues and engaged in what turned out to be a lighthearted sharing of ideas. Greco and Buckhorn even managed to poke a little fun at one another.
After the question of school,
hang on just a second. I'm not sure we hear his mic.
Bob cut you off.
Oh, Bob turned it off.
Write-in candidate Arthur Richardson did not respond to an invitation for this event, but will be in attendance tomorrow evening with other candidates for a debate at the Tampa Bay History Center. Early voting will be from February 19th through 26th, and Election Day is March 1st. For WMNF News in Tampa, I'm Janelle Irwin.